Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina.
Oh, man. Welcome back here to Live in Charlotte with Joe Z for the Football ACC Media kickoff, and it's been a lot of fun. Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy's Sports Grill. As we've been talking, we got a lot more stuff. Mike Norvell is going to join us in a few minutes, Florida State head coach, and Mackenzie Milton, the FSU quarterback, will also join us in this 9 o'clock hour. We got a lot of stuff, and Josie and I will be talking later today to some more of the coaches and some of the players up here they'll have on the show tomorrow for you as well. So it's I'm going to be honest with you, this one a favorite. It's actually for all the head coaches and the players that are here. It's a small group of media, and it really is fun being able to get around and talk to everybody and all at once. So if you like college football, this is really been enjoyable. Before I get back to the Miami Dolphins and high school and college football and all the things we've got going on. So anyway, we've been talking a lot about a lot of different things here this morning and comments made by coaches and stuff. They can't let things go. But biggest story right now, this Oklahoma-Texas thing, it is potentially so big. I mean, we're talking about playoff from 4 to 12. We're talking about players being able, this new NIL thing where players can go out and make all the money they want. Then you go, and oh, by the way, Oklahoma, Texas want to leave the Big 12 and get and be part of the SEC. And I'm thinking, wow.
Well, here's the other thing about that, Joe. The media rights, the SEC network is really strong. The Big Ten network is really strong. Sankey, the commissioner of the SEC, I asked him the other day about the media business because not every media entity is doing really well. And the SEC has a new deal with ESPN. Remember, they're moving their games away from CBS. They're going to ESPN.
That's a great point
that
there.
That also is going to allow them to move some of their product to ESPN Plus and Disney Plus. So they're going to start getting into the digital platform, and they need you need inventory. You need heavy hitters. And so you're going to get two of the most traditional, biggest schools with great fan bases. You talk about a fan base, Texas is probably in the top five in terms of fan base. Oklahoma's not far behind.
I get
those
it.
are not regional deals. Texas, that fan base goes all across the state of Texas and all across the Southwest and stretches into California.
This just gives you an idea, though. I mean, this Texas part of this is the interesting one. Texas A&M has jumped right up and said, we're getting players you guys can't get now. It's not supposed to be like that for years and years. Texas has been the big cat. Like, when Texas recruited you, that's where you went. And, oh, by the way, A&M, okay, I can't go there. I'll go here. And now Texas going, we got to be part of that. It's Jimbo Fisher and this SEC thing is hurting us right now.
A&M has a bit of a Florida relationship in that Jimbo, of course, in Florida State, the athletic director at Texas A&M is a former University of Miami administrator, Ross Bjork. And Ross came out with some pretty strong comments yesterday about, I think, saying they want to be the only Texas school in the SEC.
Oh, yeah. I agree. They don't want – why would Texas A&M want Texas to be able to be part of this SEC and SEC
Texas,
recruiting.
Their Board of Regents, those guys, when they sit over and have their big cowboy steak with some branch water, they want to know how are they going to get back into the championship, and they think it's recruiting, and the best way to do it is play in the SEC.
Well, listen, this is just a huge story coming out yesterday, along with everything else that's going on in college football right now. So it has been just a crazy, crazy, crazy time with everything that we've been talking
about. But that would
lead
to this conference, would it not? They can, the ACC, can they stand pat? Do that? Does that mean they put the full court press on Notre Dame? You got Oklahoma and Texas. You know, Jack Swarbrick.
Joe, come on in. Joe, how many times have you been told?
Well, that they'll never
Notre
do
Dame
it.
Is staying independent, except for when COVID-19 hits. We'll jump in for a year and play in your championship game like they did last year.
Yeah, we talked to the commissioner yesterday. Really bright guy, very sharp. I would imagine with the pieces on.
Who can you add, though?
Notre Dame.
Joe, I don't.
That gets you to 15. This, Notre Dame and one more.
This independent thing, I just don't.
Notre Dame and, I don't know, TCU, I suppose. Here comes the coach.
Well, listen, right on time there. Coach Mike Norvell, Florida State head coach, just coming up the elevator. Good to see you, Joe Rose, along with Joe Z. Appreciate you. Just a coach, you're nice enough to come on in South Florida a couple weeks back with us, because it's pretty obvious that you're making it a point to get down to South Florida and start hitting that thing a lot harder.
No question. That's obviously a huge priority for our staff and our program, and got a lot of great players from the area, and you know getting a chance to get back in the community. I know, there in the month of May, we had to a lot of the recruiting restrictions, but still be able to go back and do those youth camps, and to be able to get in the community, to be able to invest and give back was something that was huge for us, and it's been great. You get a lot of guys from South Florida up to Tallahassee here in the camp season, so it's been great.
Coach, I got to ask you, boy, couldn't have picked a worse time to go from Memphis to Florida State with COVID-19 and all the stuff that's turning. What was that first year like for you, just looking back at it?
It's easy to focus on the challenges, but I'm grateful for the opportunity. And, I think a lot of the challenges that we've experienced are going to help build us, and help build the foundation for where we're going. And it provided our coaching staff an opportunity to show our players, how you respond to adverse situations, maybe when things aren't going well for you, to truly be that example day in and day out. And, I think it's helped develop a lot of trust within our football team, within the relationships that we have, and we're excited about continuing to build off the foundation of what we're setting day in and day out.
You hit the transfer portal pretty good for areas. I think it was 8 or 9. I get confused on the number there. How important was that to try to catch up with things?
Well, last year we had the youngest football team in all of college football. And so, to be able to go out and get guys that, have had production, there at a high level there, and, playing through their collegiate career, but also finding the right fit. You're bringing guys in the program that can play at a high level, but also, can be leaders, can kind of help give an example of what it is, what it needs to look like day in and day out. And, it's something that as a coach you can talk about, you can expect, you can even demand at times, but whenever the belief and that shows up with guys that are in that locker room and helping encourage that process really gives you a chance to accelerate it.
Coach, I always wonder this, coming from Memphis and recruiting and then going to Tallahassee and recruiting and learning the new area where you're spending more time and new names of key head coaches at key programs. That's an adjustment, isn't it, to learn and go, wow, all right, I got to get stronger in this area and this strong. Is that part of the learning process through the first year?
It's really all about building those relationships, and relationships take time. And, any coach that coaches in the state of Florida is always going to say the same thing. They're going to talk about the importance of the state. They're going to talk about obviously the great players that we have. But, for us, are you willing to make the investment? Are you willing to do the things and be able to pour in to build those relationships in those key areas and showcase the values and the culture that you have and who you are as a program? And that's something that's been great just throughout the time. And it's been fun getting to see the response that we have for that and getting these players there on campus.
McKenzie Milton, UCF, everybody knows about his injury and how good he was. How's he been so far? I know he's up here with you today.
Yeah, he's been remarkable. And, you know, to go through the things that he's been through, the attitude, the approach that he brings every single day, the appreciation, you know, and it's remarkable when you watch him out there on the field. You know, he has no hesitation. You know, he's you know, continuing to work, you know, getting his timing, you know, obviously learning a new offense, new language. But, you know, he's done a great job for us. Really, really excited about not only the player, but the person that he is in that locker room as well. And, you know, he embodies all the things that we're looking for, and you're excited for the opportunity to coach him and the impact that he gets to make.
Got to ask you this. So what'd you think when McKenzie said, hey, Coach, I got to talk to you for a second here. Derry King and I got a new partnership. What were you thinking?
You know, we're in a new age of college football, you know, and you know, with NIL, I'm excited for our guys and the opportunity that they can get to benefit off of their you know, their name, image, and likeness, and you know, the partnership that they've created and the relationship they've have, you know, goes back beyond just their time at Florida State and Miami, and so you know, those guys they're building their network, building their brand, and you know, excited for him.
Coach, probably for the last 35, 40 years, Miami and Florida State have kind of paralleled each other. They've been great at the same time. They've struggled at the same time. They had a great rivalry. And most of the fan bases always want to go back to what Miami or Florida State look like when they're having great success. How hard is it to try to model your team to say, well, we're going to look like Florida State football, you know, the old Mickey Andrews, get up in your face and all that stuff, yet the game is evolving, right? You know, if you're on defense, you see more people backing off a little bit. Offense, you've been a real innovator with a different style. How do you try to bring all that together?
You know, we have a program that's built for playmakers, and it's about putting our guys in the best position, taking their skills, taking their talents, and to be able to put them in the best position to showcase that. And you know, you talk about the two programs and, you know, how they kind of mirrored themselves. We need, in the state of Florida, you know, we need all three programs to be playing at a very high level. That's something that's important, and you know, I've got respect for all programs that we have, and you know, but I'm excited about the opportunity that we have at Florida State and the sense of urgency that we're bringing each and every day to elevate our program to where it deserves to be. And you know, it's about being adaptive. It's about taking you know, finding the best playmakers that fit you and what you're about, and then, you know, giving them an opportunity to shine when they get on that field.
You probably have a unique perspective on the playoff deal also. If they go to 12, that's supposed to open things up for schools outside the Power Five. You were at Memphis under a playoff system with 12. Perhaps one of your teams would have been in the playoffs. How do you think the teams outside the Power Five will fare in a playoff situation?
Well, I mean, I think there's still a lot of information that has to be gathered, you know, throughout that process. And, you know, we are in an age of a reimagination of what college football is going to be. You look at the changes. You look at NIL that we just talked about. You look at all the different things that are kind of, you know, working through our process. And, you know, it's exciting. You know, there's a tremendous love for college football. There's a tremendous love for the traditions and, you know, just the experience of what it is to be a student athlete. But, you know, even exploring those opportunities of expanded playoffs, it's something that's intriguing, but there's a lot of information to make sure that we're doing this the right way, because you know, as each day goes by, you know, there are changes on the horizon. We all know that. You have to adapt, you have to continue to grow, but making sure that we're doing it the right way for the student athletes, for the traditions, for what college football means, and how we, the impact that we make, you know, there's still a lot of information to grow from that.
I never thought we'd be talking about this, but vaccination, put that on your plate too. How's your team doing with vaccination? It's something you have to constantly preach.
You know, it's my role, my responsibility to help educate our student athletes and making sure that we provide them with you know. All aspects of you know, the opportunities that are there for them. You know, we had Dr. Myron Roll came on, and you actually did a Zoom call with our players, and he's a guy that's been there. And you know, obviously he's in Boston now. You know, he's at the forefront of making an impact with against COVID and the things that we're trying to do. And to be able to get on a call with our players and to share you know, some of the insights that he's had, some of the experiences, you know, I think it's been great, and you know, we're getting closer, you know, each and every day, you know, and for our guys, it's just about providing the opportunity, you know, so that they can make the best choice that they want for them, you know, in their personal decision.
You open with Notre Dame. That's a nice way to start the season, right? Miami opens with Alabama on Saturday. You open with Notre Dame on Sunday.
No, it's an exciting opportunity, and we're looking forward to getting them down in Tallahassee. It's going to be a great kickoff to our season, and our guys have had a wonderful off season, and there's a sense of expectation, and how we need to prepare, what we need to do. There's a sense of urgency in everything that we're doing, and I'm definitely looking forward to running out of that tunnel at Doak Campbell on Sunday night, to a packed house. It's going to be pretty special, and it's a great way to kick off the season.
What's the biggest challenge for you going into year two right now after everything from a year ago?
It's just the continued growth, the consistency of how we operate, what we do, continuing to grow together as a football team. We talked about a lot of the new players that have come in, just to see our team, gel together through the work that they have, the work that they put in, and to be able to play as one. And we're continuing to build upon that foundation, but just the consistency of that day in and day out, it's gonna be a fun journey to be on.
Well, Coach, we appreciate it, man. Yeah. Right off the elevator, right up here, bam, we grabbed you. Appreciate it very much.
Appreciate you guys having me on, and go Noles.
Thank you very much. Mike Norvell, Florida State head football coach, making his rounds, first one. Thank you, Coach. We're going to go to a quick break. We're expecting McKenzie Milton, Florida State quarterback, to join us. We got to get all caught up here. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina.
Carolina. He just can't help it, man, every time they put that guy on. All right, hey, listen, we're back here live in Charlotte for the Football ACC Media Kickoff. McKenzie Milton, the Florida State quarterback. McKenzie, how's that sound, the Florida State quarterback? That sounds pretty good after being at UCF and what you did at that program. Now being at Florida State, what's it been like switching over?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun just getting here in January and get acclimated to Tallahassee and Florida State and, my new team and new coaches. It's been a lot of fun, and excited to get into fall camp and just hit 2021 ground running.
Yeah, I got to ask you, you went through obviously a terrible injury. What a comeback to stick with it and what you've had to overcome to get to this point. Just talk about that.
Yeah, man, it's been a It's been quite a journey the past 2-3 years.
Wow.
Since November in 2018, just rehabbing, several surgeries and all that. But, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel always got a little bigger, just day in and day out, just grinding out rehab and whatnot, and then having this opportunity to come to Florida State and play for Coach Norvell. It's a dream come true, and definitely answered prayer in that aspect of just being able to get out there and play football again.
Well, listen, we got a lot to talk about, including, and we had fun with Derek King yesterday, the new partnership, and talking about you. Obviously, you guys are close. Talk about they kick off this NIL, and Derek goes, oh, by the way, I got something new I want to tell you about. Mackenzie Milton and I have our own company together. Yeah. Pretty cool. Talk about that and the relationship.
Yeah, you know, just Derek and I go back to, you know, our playing days while he was at Houston and I was at UCF. You know, obviously just admired him as a player and just as a person, you know, how he carries himself. And, you know, this opportunity came with the NIL kicking off in July of 2021 to partner up in a business just to help athletes monetize off their name, image, and likeness, where they can set their market rate of what they feel their value is, and to connect with local businesses, whether it's just getting a free meal or, you know, getting paid to sign a few autographs here or there. It's an exciting time in college football, and I'm grateful Derek and I get to be at the forefront and, you know, help kind of lead and guide these college athletes in the right direction.
Yeah. Kenji, if you don't mind, I'm going to take you back to Hawaii, where apparently all the quarterbacks are coming from these days. And we were talking during the break before we came on about, you know, Tua Tagovailoa, who's the starting quarterback with Dom. You go, oh, yeah, we all know each other from back in Hawaii.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a small island, you know, so everybody's kind of interconnected in some way. You know, we all grew up watching Marcus, and, you know, he kind of just – you know, he's just the standard of everything.
That kind of started for everybody, huh?
Yeah, you know, I feel like there's other guys, you know, like Manti Te'o and, you know, guys like that that kind of, you know, broke those barriers of coming to the mainland and, you know, exceeding on a national level. But Marcus just took it to a whole other level of, you know, winning the Heisman, leading Oregon to a national championship. And like I said, who he is on and off the field, that's everything you want in a person and a player. And you know, Oregon was my dream school coming out because of Marcus, and, you know, that's kind of how I got connected to Coach Frost. Grew up playing with and against Tua, Dylan, Gabriel, quarterback at UCF. He's my little bro. He went to my high school. Jaden Delora, starting quarterback at Washington State. Chevin Cordero, starting quarterback at University of Hawaii. There's a whole lot of talent back home. It's not just quarterbacks. You know, there's receivers, slot backs, running backs, O-line, D-line. There's a lot of good football to be played out there on the island, and, you know, I'm definitely grateful that's where I grew up and that's where I learned to play football, because it taught me toughness. It taught me a brotherhood mentality.
Right.
I wouldn't trade it for nothing.
Kenzie, let me ask you, coming in with a new coach and turnover and all those things, a lot of transfer portal guys. You're one of those guys that came in, but been a lot of guys with you. What kind of jump you expect this Florida State team to be able to make with still in the middle of a rebuild for Florida State?
I mean, for us, you know, we just want to keep getting better each day. I mean, that's all it is. You know, we can't look too far ahead and think about winning 10 games, 12 games, winning the conference championship when, you know, right in front of us, you know, we got workouts tomorrow morning. You know, we're flying out tonight. We got hard workouts tomorrow morning. We got to handle those. And then getting to fall camp. Just gel, you know, come together as a team, because I feel like at each position, you know, we don't really have holes. I feel like, you know, we got guys in each position, but, you know, it's one thing to have individuals, but it's another thing to come together and everybody buy in and, you know, mesh as one unit. So that's what I'm looking for us in fall camp. And I feel like if we can do that, I feel like we can be really good.
I want to ask you, you know, we talked to all these coaches about going to a 12-team playoff. You've been on the other side of that, and used some really good UCF teams that, if there was 12, you guys would have been in the party and barely missed it. And, you know, a lot of people were upset you weren't in. How do you feel about 12-team playoff down the road?
To me, I think it's a no-brainer.
To do it?
To do it. You know, obviously they have to get some things coordinated. It probably won't be in the near future. Like, it probably won't be 22 or 21. But, I mean, you see it at the FCS level. You see it at, you know, Division II level. These guys are playing 15, 16 games if they're going to a national championship. And you know, it just creates more parity. It allows, you know, the Coastal Carolinas of the world to have an opportunity, or a two-loss SEC team who's really, really good but might have lost to Clemson by 2 points, or might have lost to Alabama by a touchdown, you know. So,
yeah.
You know, in any given year, you know, a two-loss Auburn team or a two-loss Florida State team could go beat anybody, you know. So, to me, I think it's a no-brainer that it'll happen eventually. I don't think it's more of an if. I think it's more of a when.
Yeah.
More than anything. And, you know, I think they'll get it right in due time.
Your leadership, obviously, for everybody I talked to at UCF, talked about your great leadership and leading these guys. You look at that as part of your role, as you've been through a lot. Listen, a lot more than these Florida, your teammates. You look at that as a big part of your job as being an older guy and a mature guy?
Yeah, I think that just comes with the territory. Being a quarterback, you know, you have to lead by action. You have to go out there and every day show you're about your business. And, you know, guys in the locker room, they can spot a phony from a mile away.
Absolutely.
You know, so
yeah.
There's no faking it till you make it. You got to go out there and be about your business. And I feel like I do that every day. I feel like, you know, I show my guys, you know, I want to be there. I want to be a better player. I want to be a better teammate. And, you know, they give me the same thing back. So, you know, I'm at the same time, you got to lead, but you got to know when to step back and let someone else lead as well. So, you know, it's a good thing we got older heads like Jermaine Johnson, Jordan Travis. I mean, we got a bunch of transfers. We got a bunch of guys that have been there for a long time. So it's a good group of guys that have been through different journeys. And, you know, just learning from everyone else's experience has been cool. And, you know, I'm super excited to keep building those relationships with these guys.
I got to tell you, McKenzie, we've watched in South Florida since you've been here in the state of Florida. It's great to see you back at Florida State and back playing again. I really appreciate you coming on.
Sir, thank you.
Keep up the good work, man. Great stuff.
Appreciate you, boss.
McKenzie Milton, Florida State quarterback coach. I'm sorry, man. I had to keep rolling. I mean, this kid's good, man. You got to keep going on this guy. Anyway, we got a lot of stuff going on here this morning. But that's McKenzie Milton, and to been through so much, and it's just great to see him back and getting ready to go for Florida State, who is going to be an interesting team to watch and see what it looks like and everything else. We got to go to break here, man. It's always time to go to break. We'll come back. Got another segment here left here. Again, we are live in Charlotte for the ACC media kickoff. We'll take a quick break. Back with you in just a moment.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In my mind, it's James Taylor.
He's going to say, "On to Carolina." Well, I'm really going to Carolina now. Dave Dorn, the head football
right
coach of North Carolina State, man, joined us this morning. Coach, how are you? You like James Taylor?
James Taylor, yeah, yeah. It's a classic.
I'm sure you've heard that before in my mind.
Absolutely.
I mean, it doesn't have to be in your
mind. I was
mind.
Sitting on my pontoon boat there for a second. I was like, what are we doing?
Hey, Coach, congratulations, man. Through everything last year and the craziness around COVID-19 and who can play this week, 8-4, pretty damn good.
I appreciate it. Yeah, it was a fun year with that group of kids and young men, I should say, and our staff. It brought us together. You know, it was an opportunity to really come together or fall apart, in my opinion. And our guys did a tremendous job.
The vaccination thing, obviously. How you doing? I never thought. I almost feel guilty every time. Like, I'm asking if you took a shower or something today. But the vaccination topic, how you doing with your team on that?
Yeah, I think we're in a good place. You know, I think there's guys still getting information that want more information before they do it. But I don't have exact numbers for you.
You don't have to give them to me.
You know, but I think we're in a good place. And the biggest thing I'm trying to do is just make sure our guys have the education they need for it. A lot of them have already made decisions to do it. Same with our staff. And for those that haven't, you know, hey, what do you need? If you're definitely not going to do it, that's fine. But are there more questions you have about it? And let's get you in front of those people if we can. It's a personal decision, but it has team implications, you know. So it's kind of a tricky topic. And I'm not a doctor, you know. I just want to do everything I can to make sure these guys are protected and
right.
that they can also not have things taken from them for, like, our baseball team was in a really tough scenario. And I'm sure if you would have gone backwards on that one, there would have been some guys that wish they would have been vaccinated.
Yeah, well, no question. But last year, I just wonder for all you guys from week to week, and, you know, you're losing guys, you're losing key guys,
yeah.
and should we play or not? Well, we got just enough. I think we're okay to be competitive because last thing you want to do is go down and get crushed by a team that's completely healthy. And
right.
you're sitting there with 15 guys out. So I just wondered what that was like. But through all that, you get 8 wins and in good shape. And by the way, got a lot of really good football players starting the big offensive line. And I guess we should start with a really good quarterback when he's healthy, huh?
Yeah, you know, I think going back to last year, yeah, the daily not sure what we're going to have for practice was the hardest thing.
Yeah.
You know, I think when you got to game week by Wednesday, you were feeling pretty good about it. Not that you weren't nervous. Like, there'd be a text that would go out, like, when you had the last COVID test results back, like, the trainer would say, hey, we're in the clear. And the whole staff would be like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
I got this guy, yeah.
Yeah, and so that was always a big text that you'd get on game day from your trainer. And so you can imagine if you didn't get that kind of text, all the things that went with it. But, you know, where it took us, I think it brought us together. It is a team that has a lot of competitive depth coming back, and it always starts with your quarterback. And so to have our starter back and healthy like we do with Devin, we're excited.
To bring it into Miami a little bit, the Miami-NC State game last year is a
hell
of a game. Yeah,
yeah.
You have them on the schedule this year. You come down to see us at Hard Rock. What were your thoughts on that game and then also, you know, where Miami's program is?
Well, Manny did a good job getting some key guys from the portal a year ago. Obviously, Derek King's been a huge lift for their program. And going into our game with them, you know, we didn't know that he would complete the deep ball very well. In studies we had, he was really athletic. He was very accurate underneath, but he wasn't that type of down-the-field thrower that we saw in our game. He played out of his mind in our game, and he gets kudos and credit for that. He had a great game against us and threw some tremendous balls, and the receivers made the catches, you know. It was a really good football game. Unfortunately, we were one play short. Excited to play him again. You know, I think it'll be a great football game, and I haven't played at Hard Rock. So anytime you can bring your team to an NFL stadium, it's a great experience for them.
Coach, one of the big things I know for everybody is like, well, the NCAA gave all these guys a year of eligibility that they all wanted to come back. So 5-year guys could turn into 6-year. I know a lot of teams, Miami's one of them, that has got a lot of guys coming back, 23, even 24-year-old guys now. Were you able to get a lot of guys to come back where you have more experience yourself?
Yeah, we have 6 super seniors, I guess you call them now.
That's what they're calling them. All right.
Yeah, and Emeka Emezi being one of them. We didn't expect to have him again, and our leading receiver, one of the top receivers in the league.
He's a great player.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, so to have him back is huge. I'm very excited about that one. And our leading sack defensive lineman, Daniel Joseph, who was a transfer a year ago from Penn State, he was supposed to have 1 year of eligibility to get him back. Those two guys can change games, you know, and so it's a huge deal to have that, and we're excited, you know, about the opportunity.
Do you think this is perhaps – I think one of the things when I watch the way you put together your program, you try to have continuity and have a veteran team that can play some power football, yet the linebacker's back, offensive lineman back. Bam Knight, who I think is kind of deceiving in the backfield, lives up to his name, Bam. Do you think maybe this is the best collection you've had?
This is a really good football team. You know, it's hard to compare. Like, you know, the teams we had with Bradley Chubb and Ryan Finley and Bradbury and Jalen Sam, we had a lot of good teams here. You know, we've had some 9-win teams and teams that were 1 point away from 10 wins. And this is a good football team. We got to have the right things happen. We got to execute. We can't beat ourselves. We have a chance to be a team that's in it, you know, and now we got to go earn that.
Coach, it's funny. We talk about the experience and guys coming back for another year, and a lot of people are going, yeah, That's a big growth, 21 to 22, 22 to 23. How does that neutralize if you're playing at Clemson or Alabama, who have so many four- and five-star players that are young? You think it evens the playing field? Experience with really good players, veteran players, maturity level, but against teenage kids that are four- and five-star players. How do you look at that?
It's an interesting question. You know, without really looking at that matchup, I don't know that I could give you the right answer. I think,
well, Alabama and Miami have to play, and one team's got it, and other teams' guys, they don't have super seniors.
Right.
They're all in
gone.
NFL. Yeah.
Yeah, they just replaced them with five-star players.
Correct.
You know? So it'll be interesting. You know, I think that's one thing we take pride in is taking three and four-star players and turning them into NFL athletes. And so that would be a great matchup to see how that played out. You know, I'll be watching that game closely with Miami and Alabama.
Yeah. Coach, I know you study line play very closely, and you did see Jalen Phillips a year ago. Now he's still in our town. Joe here calls Dolphin games. What do you think Jalen Phillips would do at the NFL level?
He's a good football player. I thought both their defensive ends were excellent players a year ago. So it was a fun game, you know, playing their defense. I thought our offensive line played well against them.
Yeah.
I thought Icky played really well against one of their defensive ends. But, yeah, I mean, the guy's talented. They were very disruptive all year for Miami's defense, and I wish them the best.
Coach, they're giving me the wrap. This always happens because I get long-winded with stuff because I don't get to see it. They're telling me to wrap things up. Thanks a lot for being with us. I really appreciate it this morning. Thanks
for having me, Joe. Appreciate you. Go Pack.
All right. Dave Doran joining us. North Carolina State head football coach. Thank you very much. And, Coach, always one of our favorite guys to come on. He's got himself a – when everybody's looking at the schedule going, oh.
He's got Mississippi State in week two. They lost to Kentucky in the bowl game. He is always under the gun because the North Carolina State fan base is really rabid. But I think they feel like they should be Alabama. And he always has them right there at that 8-9, you know, 10-win mark. But he does have a good team this year, very good team. Miami had their hands full with them a year ago, Joe. And he's right. He has a big offensive line. He's a Wisconsin disciple, Barry Alvarez, Paul Chris, all that stuff.
Got the big horses up
big
front.
Big horses up front.
Yeah.
That gave Miami fits on, and he's got the big receiver, Emezi Okafor, who just jumps over people. On the other side, he has another guy that's 6'4", and he's got a nice slot receiver. So he's got plenty of weapons, and Leary, the quarterback, is pretty good.
Where do you rank him? Where do you rank Leary in the group of ACC quarterbacks, obviously?
I rank him, you know, kind of in the middle. If I had to go off the top, you know, I think you go DJ at Clemson because of his size. I think Derek is in there. Healthy Derek King is probably number three. Jerkovich at Boston College, number four. I like the kid Pickett from Pittsburgh, number five. Probably Leary in there, number six, somewhere in there. And then also, I forgot the kid from Virginia, the left-hander from Virginia, who we talked about yesterday with Bronco Mendenhall. I think he's really, really good.
I got to tell you, Joe, we're just about done here, but this has been great. I got to thank Mo, first of all, for really keeping us going at a great pace, even though she's a little tough on Hollywood in the back there.
What'd she tell Hollywood?
She said, shut up, man, enough. You know what? And I go, Mo, that's just not like you to be.
She didn't say
she's
that.
Hey, Hollywood, she's the nicest. She's
poor Mo.
Mo's the nicest person in the world. She's not. She's like, really? Did you really have to keep saying that to him? It is funny, though. Oh, God. But I got to tell you, man, there's nothing like this. I really enjoy coming up here.
They're going to pick. I think the media is voting. It's a no-brainer.
I pass, Joe.
They're
going
to vote Clemson to win it all. The next question is, who do they think is going to challenge? I think the vote will be Clemson.
North Carolina
in the championship game. I think Miami is going to receive a lot of votes, but I think people are going to, you know, lead toward Carolina. They've got Howell, the quarterback.
At home against Miami,
and they've beaten Miami the last 2 years. So, Canes have some challenges in front of them in this conference. And there are some good coaches in this conference, some really good players. And you asked Dave Doran about recruiting. He told you, he said he recruits North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida.
Did sound like as many players as he has. He's got four or five guys from Broward County. didn't seem like.
Yeah, he was all in on going down there.
All in on on spending a lot of time jumping that plane and heading down there. Maybe jump on Saban's helicopter and go down there. It's a much easier way to.
He didn't blame a doctor.
Yeah, that's incredible. I'm done with it. I see you guys can't get me going again. I'm done. Yeah. Hey, been a lot of fun, Joe. Thank you, buddy.
All right, doggy.
Mo, Joe, and everybody else. That was been a fun couple of days. We'll see you back in South Florida next week, man. Well, tomorrow we still have another show tomorrow for you. And we're going to have Dabo Swinney.
Tomorrow
Dabo Swinney. We'll have Dabo on the show talking about dominant programs at the top, the elite. We'll have we'll talk to him coming up as well. So that's going to do it. Want to thank everybody else from the Orange Bowl and Big Bob over here taking good care of us.
Bob White.
Can't beat him. He's doing it. I find out. I worked with Bob for 2 days. He goes, I'm not even a big sports fan. So
Bob's my engineer for basketball when we come to the Carolinas.
He's good. Anyway, that's going to do it for this show. Have a great day, everybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.